It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? A neighbor, I like you exactly as you are. I usually say that when I'm about to leave each day, but I thought I'd just tell you that right off the bat. I have a couple things here that I want to show you. Let's take them to the kitchen. I think they'll be easier on the table there. Please won't you be my neighbor? One of them has balls suspended from strings. They're hanging on strings. And the other uses marbles. I'll show you this one first, very closely. I found one of these at a school one time, and the children were going like this with it. Trying different patterns. Now let's see what happens if I pull two of these out. See, then these two go out. You know what would happen if I pulled all three of these? Stay still there. Fun to experiment with something like that. Now I want to show you this one. I have marbles in my pocket. See how many I have? Okay, now what you do is put the marble in here, the top, and then it goes sliding down there, and then sliding down there, and sliding down there, and across. Okay, ready to watch? There's one of them. And there's the second. And there's the third. I'll try doing it as fast as I can get them in. If you can hear very well, close your eyes and see if you can tell me which one of these I'm using. The one with the hanging balls or the one with the marbles. Okay? Close your eyes. Did you get this one? That's the one. Okay, close them again. You hear that? That's this one. That's it. Okay, now try once more. Now I'm going to give you a hint. It isn't going to be just one of these things that I do. It's going to be both. That's it. They're both going at the same time. Listen. You know, Bob Trowe asked me to bring this over to his workshop sometime because he said he'd like to make one for his younger child. It'd be great to have a present made by somebody in your family, wouldn't it? It's a way of saying that you love somebody, is to make something for them. Sure. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the eating way to say I love you. There's the eating something someone made especially. The eating way, the eating way, the eating way to say I love you. Cleaning up your room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will find many ways to say I love you as you grow. Let's take this over to Bob Trow. Wonder how he'll be able to make one like it. Well, he has lots of good ideas, so come along to Bob Trow's workshop.
See, that wasn't the problem. The problem was with the right hinge. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. No, it shouldn't cost that much. I didn't spend that much time on it. Okay, ma'am. Mr. McFeely should be here any time. We'll get it over to you as soon as possible. You bet. Right. Bye-bye.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Fred. Ah, that's the contraption.
Yeah, this is what I was telling you about. It's sort of like a sliding board for marbles.
Sliding board for marbles.
Here, try it. Put the marble right in there and then watch it go down this way, then over this way, then down here and across.
Okay. Does it go slowly or?
You'll see.
Wow.
Dun, 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 dun. Here,
very
a couple
fast.
More.
See how this works. Uh-huh.
See, it has to go.
Right, it's like...
And then through there.
Like a little elbow, like a little pipe, and right down through it. The gravity, I guess, just takes it down.
Think you could make one for your son?
I think I could make one out of wood.
Oh, that might be very nice.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't get that bang, 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 bang. Be nice and easy with wood. Yeah, I think I'd like that.
Now, you're welcome to use it for a model.
Well, thank you. Now I have something to show you.
What is it? That's wood.
Have any idea what that is?
It's like a three-sided house to me.
Well, you're close. Just hook this up.
At the awning?
No. Now, what's it look like?
What do you call it? Store?
Store.
Right. The play store.
Mm-hmm.
You be the storekeeper, okay?
Okay.
I'd like some eggs, please.
How many, sir?
A dozen.
Okie dokie. There you are.
Thank you. Be very careful with them.
That'll be $100, please.
$100?
Why, sure.
Well, here it is.
Okay, thank you.
But a dozen eggs don't really cost $100.
Well, when you're pretending, you can make anything you want.
Yeah, that's what I like about pretending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something else you could do with this. Just thinking. You pull this up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if make some...
Hey, that's a
like that.
Good idea. Right.
One behind it, one here. Somebody else could be over here. And this looks like a green board that you could write on with chalk.
This piece right over there.
Hi, it says.
Pretend house?
Yeah.
Puppet stage?
Who owns this?
It belongs to some children in a school nearby.
Did you make it?
No, no, I was fixing it for them. This one hinge was bent. See, it's a double hinge. It works both ways. See, it comes this way and that way.
Is it all fixed?
Mm-hmm. I better get it together now and...
Does it work like this?
No, that one has to come... Well, I'm sorry. This goes this way. I was working on it from that side. Excuse me. There we are.
Oh, that's Mr. McFeely. Yeah, it is.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
I'm Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Is the package ready for shipment, Mr. Trout?
All set to go. I just talked with him, told him you'd be here. I'll go get another box. I'll take this out and put it in a box and be right back with you.
Can I help you?
No, thanks, Fred. I can have it.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I'm fine, but Betsy's been a little under the weather lately, but she's better now.
You mean she's been sick?
Well, she had a bad cold over the weekend, but Dr. Cribbins said she'll be up and around by tomorrow.
Good. Maybe we could go over and see her.
Well, I'm sure she'd like that. Oh, as a matter of fact, we have a film we'd like to show you.
What's it about?
Well, it shows us flying up in the air.
Shows you and Mrs. McFeely flying up in the air?
Mm-hmm.
In an airplane, I guess. Huh?
Nope, it's not an airplane. It'll be a surprise, but I'll give you one hint. It's shaped very different from an airplane.
I wonder what it is.
Oh, it's all set.
There you are.
Thank you. Well, that is heavy.
You know, I like boxes. And I was just thinking you could make a kind of a puppet stage or a store out of this box.
That'd be great. The children would have two stores or...
You know, just cut the...
Well, that's
the
a very good
there.
Idea. I'll tell them down at the school.
Well, hope they enjoy it.
All righty. Well,
help you, Mr. McFeely.
You can have it.
Got it. All set. Well, speedy delivery, gentlemen. Thank you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Ah, that's fine.
I'm going to go over and see Mrs. McFeely tomorrow. Evidently, she hadn't felt too well.
Oh, really?
Bye, Mr. McFeely. You're welcome to this.
Thank you.
Keep it as long as you need.
Yeah, I want to make my boy a wooden one just like that. Maybe a little different, but I sure appreciate you bringing it over.
Have a good day.
You too, Fred.
Bye.
So long.
There's a telephone ring. Hello? Yes. Oh, well, thank you very much. No, I didn't even see it. All right, fine. Why, you're a very thoughtful man. Right, bye-bye. That was Mr. McFeely. He said as he was delivering that other thing to the school, he had this other box and he just left it for us outside. I didn't see it as I came by. Must have been thinking about other things. There it is. That's a big box. What's it have in it? Just air. That could be a table. Lots of things you can do with boxes. Make it into a garage. Let's see. Could put a propeller right on there. Make it like an airplane. Sure. Would help us some make-believe. We might make-believe that the Queen Sarah would like to take a ride in the royal plane. What about that? She could ask Yoshihito to take her for a fly over the neighborhood of make-believe. Yeah. This could also be the trolley if we wanted it to be. How could we make that for the trolley? Yeah, that's pretty good for a trolley. Sure. Now, let's just roll it right along here and pretend that we're going to the neighborhood of make-believe, all right? Suppose it's early morning there. Ready for some make-believe?
Just the noise of the trolley. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. That's right, dear. Oh, I love the morning time here at the castle. Yes. Your mama likes to take you for little walks. You see the sun? Lovely sunrise. And over there, just a little bit of the moon. It'll be back shining tonight later. Moon, moon. Yes, the moon sounds like moo, doesn't it? Moon, moon. And here's your daddy's Roman numeral. Play da da, your daddy. Da da. Ruff, ruff. Oh, it is. It's Bob Dog. Good morning, Bob Dog.
Good morning to you. Hmm. And good morning to you. Good morning to all of the kingdom here.
Good morning to you. We're glad to see you, Bob Dog.
Thank you, Queen Sarah.
I'm always glad to see everybody in the morning. Oh, Friday.
Prince Tuesday, Queen Sarah and Bob Dog, I presume.
Correct as always, your Friday. Majesty.
Da-da. Play, da-da. Play, da-da.
Did you say you wanted to play with Dada? Did he say that?
I think that's exactly what he said, King Friday.
Well, isn't that charming? Of course I'll play with you Tuesday.
Play Dada.
Oh.
Dada.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh,
Miss. Good morning, Yoshi.
Good morning. Good morning, Your Majesty. Morning. All set for your early flight?
Oh, my early morning flight.
Yes.
Yes, I had quite forgotten about that, Missito.
Oh, in that case, I can come back some other time.
Well, I would like that very much. It seems more important to play with my son just now.
Uh-huh, I understand. There'll be many other beautiful days like this.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
Yes, come along then, dear. Come along, Tuesday.
Queen Sarah?
Yes?
Would you, and you too, Bob Dog, like to come for a ride in the King's plane?
Well, oh, I would love to go. Wouldn't you like to, Bob Dog?
Yes, I would like to, but today I'd like to stay on the ground, if you don't mind.
Well, maybe some other day you'll feel like going up in an airplane.
Right, right. Today I'll just pretend that I'm in an airplane, though. I'll do that, okay?
Oh, good, Bob Dog.
Okay.
We won't take a very long ride.
Good.
Just be back in a little bit.
Well, just enjoy yourselves.
Yeah, where is the plane?
The plane's in the back, Queen.
Oh, thank you. I'll meet you there.
All right.
See you later.
Yes, thank you. Oh, for an airplane ride.
Let's see. Maybe this could be my airplane. Yeah. I'll be Super Dog. Start up.
Look, there's Bob Dog. He's pretending that he's flying.
Oh, I guess that's his way of getting ready to fly in a big airplane someday.
Maybe.
Some ride. Put the airplane away for now. Wonder if they've landed yet. Yeah, I'll just rest.
It was a lovely flight.
Good.
Oh, Bob, dog, you were pretending you were flying, weren't you?
I was super dog.
Oh. We watched you from up in the air. You were just flying around the neighborhood.
That was fun.
I'm proud of you. Do you want to come in for some delicious dog breakfast?
Uh-oh. Did you catch a cold when you were up in that aeroplane?
It certainly was chilly up there. Let's just go in for some breakfast now.
Right? Ooh, I like that. Okay, I'll meet you in the B room.
Fine. Go, trolley.
Think maybe Queen Sarah caught a cold in that plane. In that make-believe plane ride. Did you ever get a cold? Your nose gets all stopped up and sometimes you sneeze. Mm-hmm. Thinking about Bob Dog, too. Bob Dog just wasn't ready to go up in that airplane. But he started to get ready by pretending. Did you ever do that? Anything that you might have been concerned about, you just thought you'd play about it first. It's a great way to get ready for things. It's the way I used to get ready for things. When I was a little boy, did you ever fall and hurt your hand or knee? Did you ever bite your tongue? Did you ever find the stinger of a bee stuck in your thumb? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries when I was growing up like you. Did you ever trip and fall down on the stairs? Did you ever stub your toe? Did you ever dream of great big grizzly bears who wouldn't go? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries. When I was growing up like you. Up like you. That's when I got to like boxes so much. When I was growing up like you. All sorts of things you can do with them. I'll just leave this here. Take it to my real home with me after our visit today. Come on in. Now, what was it I brought with me when I first came today? That thing with the marbles. We took that to Bob Tro's workshop. Oh, that other thing with the hanging balls. It's out here. Let's do one more pattern with this, okay? I have an idea. I just let them go at different times. Da-dum. I like that sound. Da-dum. 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 Lots you can do experimenting with things like... Oh, that's pretty. Fly it right over. You know, there is such a thing as a flying fish. It's called a flying fish. Jumps out of the water and glides a little bit, then jumps right back in. Imagine that. So many wonderful things in the world to think about. You're one of the wonderful people in the world that I like to visit with. Gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be back together again tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. What it was that the McFeelys went up in the air in. If it wasn't an airplane, it could be a helicopter, maybe. It certainly couldn't be a flying fish. No. Well, we'll find that out tomorrow. I mean, there's some things that we just have to wait for. We'll visit Mrs. McFeely and see how she's feeling. And see that film that Mr. McFeely was talking about. I like you just the way you are. That's right. Today, tomorrow, and always. Yeah. Such a good feeling. A very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.